Up first on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. Rutgers visits Michigan on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Happy to be sitting here with two Big Ten victories under our belt. Haven't necessarily played our best football, but we're learning and growing and improving as we continue to go each week and just preparing for our next opportunity, which is going to be a big challenge going on the road to play a very good Michigan football team. But excited about where we're at right now and how our kids are working. So with that, I'll open it up for any questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Casey Campbell, G1 NBC Sports.
Chris, how are you today?
I'm great.
I wanted to ask you about Michigan's quarterback situation. I know John Elkorn hasn't had his best week since he's been under center, ever since Wilton Spate went down. What do you see in him that could be a challenge for you guys?
I think he's a very good quarterback. He got a strong arm, makes the throws. He's very elusive. That's the thing that really stands out. He does a great job of avoiding pressure. He'll pull the ball down and take off and make a lot of positive yards with his feet. He's a very good quarterback that we have a lot of respect for and going to be a big challenge for us on Saturday.
You guys are on a roll, got two wins in the Big Ten Conference. Is confidence at an all-time high with your team right now?
I wouldn't necessarily say we're on a roll. I'd say we're getting better. I'd say our players are working really hard to try to be the best that they can be. And in that process, we've been fortunate enough to win a couple games. We're far from being on a roll here. But we are getting better, and we are taking pride in our work and our preparation and trying to take a lot of pride in our performance on Saturdays. And if we continue to do that, hopefully we'll win some more games. But our players have a lot of energy. They're very enthusiastic about what we're doing, and they see us headed in the right direction. And that's all that really matters right now.
All right, Chris. Thank you. See you on Saturday.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Ryan Dunleavy, NJ.com.
Chris, with Gus Edwards and Raheem Blackshear, I think, you know, it's easy to pigeonhole Raheem as the fast guy and Gus as the power guy, but the opposite of that. I mean, is Gus faster than we expect? Is he more than just a power back on a – we saw it on the 72-4-yard breakaway run, and is Raheem more than a speed back? Does he have a little more power than people might think?
I don't necessarily – I don't think anyone on our program necessarily would consider Gus a power back. He's a big back with good speed and good feet. I know people look at his weight and probably say he was naturally a power back. You know, that's not what he is. He can run with power when he needs to, but he can also beat you with his speed. And that's what we really like about him. And then Raheem Blackshear is a speed guy. He's a quick guy. Got great lateral change of direction. But also I think he packs a pretty good punch for his size. And that's probably the thing that we've been most impressed with Raheem is his toughness.
And then an unrelated follow-up. It seems like you keep your straight defense on the field for field goals and extra point blocks. What's the purpose of that, Chris? Why keep the regular defense, not switch in a couple guys who might be, I don't know, specialists? What's the reason to keep the same 11 on the field on field goal and kick defense?
No, because those are the best 11 that we have. We don't have any specialists, so to speak. We don't have anybody that's a special kick block expert, I guess, if that's what you're asking. We put our best 11 out there. They are the guys that we trust. They're dependable. They know what they're doing. Every time you go out there, you're not just trying to block a kick. I mean, that's the ultimate goal, but you also have to worry about fakes and alternative alignments that could come up. There's a lot of things that go into it, but we put our best 11 out there that we feel give us the best opportunity to go and defend that play and get an opportunity to block kick.
Thanks, Chris.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yep, thank you.